Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, we thank you that you are King and Lord, Shepherd of shepherds. Ain't no God greater. No God can compare to how great you are. You are God. And you called us your people. And we thank you this morning for what you're doing, what you're about to do. Have your way this morning, oh God. Have your way, have your way, have your way in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we call upon your name this morning. We call upon you. No other name we know. Hallelujah. Your name is great in the heavens and great in the earth. And we say hallelujah to the King of Kings, the Almighty Father, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we break and disannul any ungodly covenants and pledges we made with our lips in the name of Jesus. We renounce and break all ungodly oaths made by our ancestors to idols, demons, false religion, our ungodly organizations in the name of Jesus. We break and disannul all covenants with death and hell made by our ancestors in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we just thank you this morning. We break and disannul ungodly covenants made with idols or demons by our ancestors in the name of Jesus. We break and disannul all blood covenants made through sacrifice that would affect our lives in the name of Jesus. We command all demons that claim any legal right to our lives through covenants to come out in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, we are thanking you this morning, oh God. We break and disannul any covenant made with false gods and demons through the occult involving the witchcraft in the name of Jesus. We break and disannul all spirit marriages that would cause incubus and succubus demons to attack our lives in the name of Jesus. We break and disannul any marriage to any demon that would affect our lives in the name of Jesus. We break all agreements with hell in the name of Jesus. We have a covenant with our God through the blood of Jesus Christ. We are joined to the Lord, and we are one spirit in him. We break all ungodly covenants and renew our covenant to God through the body and blood of Jesus. We divorce ourselves from any demon that will claim our lives through any ancestral covenant in the name of Jesus. We bind and cast out any family demon that will follow our lives through ancestral covenants in the name of Jesus. Father, we know you to be the holy God, the only true and living Father. We know for sure that there's no other God like you, and we can trust in you like never before. Well, good morning. What a wonderful day to praise the Lord. We have so much to be grateful for. God is Jehovah Jireh, our provider. He provides life, health, and strength for all of us, his people. Jeremiah 3:11, I will be the God of all families of Israel. And your seed shall be as the dust of the earth, and you shall spread abroad to the west, and the east, and the north, and the south, and in thee, and in thy seed, shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Deuteronomy 6:6-7, the commandments that I give to you today are to be in your heart. Talk about them when you walk along the road, when you lie down, when you get up. Today is family day on Bible Storyland. We thank God for families. And we thank God for families that are united in the Lord, families that honor the Lord, families that call on his name. And we're lifting up families all over the world this morning. We have Sister Pat Pleasant on with us this morning from Gainesville, Florida. Hallelujah. Good morning, Sister Pat. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well. How are you?
Doing great. Glad you're on with us. We are calling on you for prayer for families this morning. We thank God that you joined us and that all is well.
It is. It is.
Amen. We'll go right ahead and pray.
Okay. This is a prayer I found in the Red Prayer Book. But I'll read this and then I'll pray also.
Okay.
Heavenly Father, you made us a family. Sometimes, let me start over. Heavenly Father, you made us a family. Sometimes we have not been accepting of our families, but we, oh Lord, we need you. We need, God, I'm sorry. Will y'all please excuse me?
Help her, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Give her strength, oh God. Give her clarity, Lord God. Help her to see everything you're showing her in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. I receive that. Heavenly Father, you made us a family. Sometimes we have not been accepting of our families, but we know, Lord, that we need one another. Help us, Lord, to love no matter what our differences seem to be. Lord, we ask you to help us to do our part in keeping our family together by always showing your grace and mercy. Be with us in our times of working together, playing together, worshiping together. Help us to remember the forgiveness you have given us, to forgive the members of our family. Help us, Lord, to be grounded in your word and to grow in you when we are together. Let us continue to serve you. Lord, let us continue to serve you, Lord. May we always have our eyes on you, and may we always have the hope of heaven, and that's in Hebrews 12:1-2. These are our hopes and dreams for our family. Lord, lead us in obtaining them according to your perfect will for our families. Father, we come to you today to just thank you for our families. We come to thank you for this day. We come to thank you for Bible Storyland. We thank you for Sister G and her ministry. We thank you for each and every one that's listening today. And we thank you for families all over the world. Lord, like the word said, you made us a family. We didn't choose our family, but God, you gave us our families, and we thank you, Lord. Sometimes we don't always agree. We don't always get along, but Lord, help us to come to that part of forgiveness where we learn to look over the little foxes, Lord God, those little things that come to divide the families. And we know your word says Satan comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And that's what he does to the family. He comes to try to steal, kill, and destroy in the name of Jesus. Lord, I've seen and heard of families 3 and 4 being killed at one time, and they're having multiple caskets in churches. It's homegoing services. Lord, oh God, we just pray that you would just protect our families, Lord God. And lately there's been parents burying their children. Lord, that should not be. And I pray for these mothers and fathers and families that have recently buried their young, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Just last week, Lord, a lady buried her youngest son. God, help her, but she's having a really rough time. And I really can't imagine what she's going through, but I'm praying for her emotional healing, her strength, and your comfort. Holy Spirit, be with each and every family, Lord. Save your family, Lord God, because your word says when we get saved, our household is saved. So we thank you for the salvation of our households. We thank you, Lord, that you are moving on behalf of our family. You're touching, Lord God. Your word says with love and kindness have you drawn them. And, Lord, let us love our families. And, Lord, you love us and love our families. And help us to get along, Father God, to love one another. That's what it all boils down to, the love of God. So let the love of God rule, rest, abide, dwell in each and every family, Lord God, and help us all to quickly forgive our family, Lord God, and we thank you right now in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Pat, for that wonderful prayer. We are honoring. gathering families this morning. God is the author of the families together. So we are thanking God for our family this morning. We have victory in Jesus in our family. Excuse me, I'm so sorry. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, victorious God, and all the victory belong to him. We don't have victory without him. He is the God, a victorious God. When the enemy comes in like a flood, our God, the victorious God, raised that standard for us. So we're so grateful that the victory belongs to Jesus. We're trusting in him like never before. We're so grateful this morning that we have our sister on from Paducah, Kentucky, Pastor Donna Hawkins. Good morning, Pastor Donna. How are you?
Good morning, Minister G. I'm doing great. How about you?
Doing good. Thank you, God, every day.
Yes, ma'am. We have a little bit of snow this morning.
Whoa.
We have a little dusting of snow, but it's not supposed to stick around long.
Amen.
Yes.
Well, we're thanking God for you this morning. What are you going to sing on Bible Story Land?
I'm going to sing Come By Here, Dear Lord.
Amen.
Come by here, dear Lord. Come by here. Come by here, dear Lord. Come by here. Come by here, dear Lord. Come by here. Oh, Lord, come by here. I've been praying for such a long time, praying for some peace of mind. Here I am, Lord, my heart and my soul, praying for you to take control. Somebody's praying, Lord. Come by here. Somebody's praying, Lord, come by here. Somebody's praying, Lord, come by here. come by here. Somebody needs you, Lord, come by here. Somebody needs you, Lord, come by here. Somebody needs you, Lord, come by here. Oh, Lord, come by here. Somebody singing, Lord, come by here. Somebody singing, Lord, come by here. Somebody singing, Lord, come by here. Oh, Lord, come by here.
Amen. I love that. Kumbaya, my Lord. Kumbaya. Come by here, my Lord. Somebody needs you. Somebody's praying. Somebody needs you for this, that, and the other. Oh, thank you so much, Pastor Donna. Love that song.
God bless you. God bless you. I love you.
Love you, too. Lord, I thank you for Pastor Donna, your servant, who's been on the battlefield a long time. Keep her healthy, Lord. Touch every part of her body where she needs that healing, oh God. Give her strength as a pastor, Lord. As a shepherd of the flock, Lord God, you are her shepherd and she shall not want. You are leading her in a plain path, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord, for everything you're doing on her behalf. You are moving mountains out of her way. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, you're opening the sea. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, you are giving her the desires of her heart. You are moving on her request. And so we thank you, Lord, for a family, Lord. We thank you for a church family, Lord. We thank you for all that you're doing on their behalf. Bless her like never before. Fill her up. Fill her up. Give her great grace and mercy on a daily basis, oh God. We thank you for loading her up with benefits every day, not just physical but spiritual benefits, oh God. Oh God, I thank you that as she bowed down to worship you daily, you are strengthening her on every side. Hallelujah. You are slaughtering her enemies, Lord God. And Lord, even as she prayed for her enemies, Lord, I thank you, Lord God, that her enemies will turn around and call you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you this morning. We bless you, Lord. We thank you for ordering her steps on a daily basis. In the name of Jesus, amen. Well, good morning, Jackie Travis. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Sister G.
Good morning. How you feeling?
Oh, Lordy. Miss Henry, I went to see Miss Henry when I came back from out of town, and I think I got sick from her. I got Francis sick, so everybody's sick.
Oh, my.
Lord. Yeah, but I'm feeling well. Just pray for us.
Right.
I'm getting better.
Amen, amen. Well, Lord, we ask you to build Jackie's immune system. You are the great healer. Doctors are limited, but you are the unlimited physician. Send the word and heal her and those who she named that were not feeling well, Lord God. Oh, God, strengthen their immune system. Keep them healthy so not even a bug or the flu or cold or anything will come near their dwelling, oh, God. I thank you, Lord God, for healing every part of Jackie's body, oh, God. Oh, heal the throat, invade the throat area, Lord God. Any kind of swelling in the body, remove it, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. So we thank you for what you're doing for your daughter, Jackie Travis, for her family. In the name of Jesus, we bless you and honor you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Jesus. I'll be listening in, okay?
All righty.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Amen, amen. We thank God for those who come on Bible Storyland, even when they don't feel like it. Hallelujah. God is the strength of our lives. He's our helper. Oh, yes, he helps us morning, noon, and night. He pushes us out of the womb, and he's always there. Even before we came out the womb, he was shaping us, making sure our brains function well, making sure we had every organ in our body, making sure our fingers were there, our toes and our eyes were in place, and our ears could hear his voice. What a great God we serve. He's the Almighty God. He made us wonderful. Yes, he did. He's the Almighty I Am. He's a wonderful counselor, Prince of Peace. He's the mighty God. Well, this morning our speaker is a mighty woman of God from Jacksonville, Florida. She's an awesome proclaimer of the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I met her a few years ago, and I tell you what, I heard some kind of singing. I said, ooh, my God, that's some powerful singing. Oh, goodness. I said, my God, the angels must be surrounding her with that voice. So she can sing. Oh, my God, she come from a singing family. Mother sing, brother, sister sing, everybody sing in the family. And they all participate in the worship service. Even this woman of God leads the worship sometimes. And you know what? The doctors don't know everything. The doctor told her, you got something on your vocal cords and you shouldn't be singing. But she said, oh, yeah, the doctor said no, but Jesus said yes. So she continues to sing and proclaim the mighty name of Jesus. And her mother is an overseer, Mother Overseer Anderson at the church, Little Rock House of Prayer, where she worships. Her and her family, they worship daily. And I tell you what, that powerful voice, you know what it does? It scatters the enemy when she sings. Enemy can't stay in there when she's singing. Nope, got to get out. So I thank God for what he's doing through this mighty woman of God. And, you know, she bring the word now. She's very gifted. The Lord has loaded her up with benefits, oh, spiritual benefits. Amen. Not only does she sing, oh, my God, she can preach. They say, let her go, let her go, let her go. She can preach. She preached the good news of the gospel. She came from a family of preachers now. Her brother's the pastor. Her mother's the overseer. And, you know, the sisters and brothers she got, boy, what they say, you could blow. So I thank God for this mighty woman of God. So I introduce you today, Minister Barbara Jackson. Good morning, Minister Barbara. How are you?
Amen. Good morning, Sister G. Amen.
Amen.
What an awesome
thank
introduction.
That prophetic call as well. She got a prophetic call, too, now.
Amen.
I tell you, but with benefits. So we are grateful you come with us this morning. Let God have his way.
Amen. Praise God. I just thank God on this morning for this opportunity. Amen. What an awesome topic. We're speaking about family. You know, family is so valuable. Amen. We take for granted our family sometimes. And the woman that prayed, I tell you, that was an awesome prayer from Sister Pat. Amen. It reminds us how valuable our families are. You know, we can't take advantage of one another. Amen. And so I just thank God for the opportunity on this morning. Just want to quickly say a prayer so we can set the atmosphere. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you today. God, thank you for this opportunity, God. God, I ask that you pour into your vessel today, God, the word, God, that someone may accept your word and hear your word. Somebody that's out there that's lost and hadn't talked to a loved one in years, amen, that their heart will be touched to call that loved one, to call them and ask for forgiveness, oh, God. God, we just thank you for your love that you bestowed upon. God, you use family. God, we just thank you, God. Lord, you said let there be order in the house. Amen. And anybody that's out of order got to get in order. Lord, we just thank you right now for this opportunity. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. We're going to, for a topic I'm going to use this morning entitled All in the Family. And I was laying in the bed and I thought of the show All in the Family with Archie Bunker and Edith Bunker and their daughter Gloria. And with Archie, he didn't allow anything or anybody to come in his house and invade his house. Why? Because he was the head of his house. In a family, it consists of a husband, a wife, and children. Some people don't have children. But if you don't have children, you still consider a family on this morning. So we're going to be coming from the book of Ephesians 5:20-5. Amen. And it reads, wives submit. I'm going to start at verse 22. Wives, submit to your own husbands as to the Lord. Not to submit to your boyfriend, but to submit to your own husband as to the Lord. When you're able to submit to God, you're able to submit to your husband. For a long time, I've seen certain families where the wife was not submissive, and that caused the children not to be submissive. And as you know, that's a bad thing when a wife is not submissive, when that house is out of order, because the wife is the helper and keeper of the house. So if she out of order, guess what? The whole house is going to be out of order. So God said, submit to your husband. You know, not to act like you were some little puppy, but you are to help. You is to get those children in line. Whatever that house needs, whatever that husband needs, that is our job to do as wives, not as girlfriends. It may start out as girlfriend, but I ain't going to be your girlfriend too long. When I met my husband, we lived together, and I knew better because I came from a spiritual home. My dad was a pastor, and my mom was a missionary, and I knew better. And I kept telling her, I said, we have to get married because I can't live like this. And so when I became a wife, I learned how to submit, because that's what I saw coming up as a child. I saw how my mom was submissive to my father. She didn't try to take on a male role. She didn't try to wear the pants. But when my father went out to work, she took care of that house. She took care of her children. She said, I have children now. It ain't about me. It's about my family. So we got to get out of, oh, it's all about me. You know, you have children. You got wives want to go still go out and party and do what they want to do. But you have a family. You have to take care of your family. That's what it's all about. And I looked up the word value. We are valuable. We are valued. The word value says the regard that something is held to deserve the important worth or usefulness of something. We are all valuable. Your family is valued. We are worth. The song says you was worth, I was worth saving. You came and changed my life. We all are valuable. Each family member are valuable. We are not to run over one another, but to love one another, to help one another. That's why Christ said, submit. We have to learn how to submit to our duties as wives, to your husband, to the Lord. If we submit to God, we will know how to submit to our husband. Verse 23 says, for the husband is head of the wife, as also Christ is head of the church, and he is the savior of the body. Husband is the head of the wife. Wife, don't get it twisted. Amen. Will you help us one to another? But God has made man the head of that family. Christ is the head of the church. You can't set up a church and Christ ain't the head of the church, so you're going to have a mess. But Christ is the head of the church as the husband is the head of the wife. Somebody have to be in control. There has to be order in the house. There has to be order in the house of God. We have a pastor that we're under. He have what the pastor says, the members have to follow. But what the husband said, the family has to follow. The wives have to follow. To be submissive to your husband. Allow your husband. You know, growing up as a little girl, I can truly say my father was the head of that house. We didn't watch anything on that TV. He didn't allow us to play no blue. We call it blues back then on the stereo. Nothing but the gospel. And that's what Christ wants. Christ, we represent Christ. When we got older and we went out, we represent our family, our father, our mother. We you know, the way that they trained us, that's the way we're going to act. And I can truly say that he was the head of the house. Mom cook, mom clean. I tell you, he used to say, you're going to clean the paint off the wall because she cleaned so much. She knew her position. She knew her position. He knew his, she knew hers, and we knew our position to stay in position. We wasn't the parents because they was the parents. They taught us what to do. They told us what to do, and we did just that. Sometimes we got mad and we got upset, but we, hey, if you wanted a place to stay, if you wanted to eat, you're going to do what mom and dad says. So God wants us to be submissive, wants to let us know that there's got to be order in the house. Let's read on verse 24. Therefore, just as the church is subject to Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. You got to be subject to your husband in everything. In everything. You know, when I work and my husband work, and when it's time to pay those bills, we come to the table and we bring our money together and we take care of whatever the house needs. Not know he got my money and your money. You know, it's not like that. But we come together as one. And we put everything together. And when you put everything together, it works out. There's no confusion. There's no division. Why? Because there's order in the house. There's order in the house. And so he said, husband, love your wife as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. Christ died for the whole world. That's a love. Husbands, you out there? That is a true love. When you love your wife the way Christ loved the church and gave himself, you will know how to give yourself to your wife. Not, I'm tired, I don't know, you know, I'm finna go hang with the boys. It's all right if you want to go hang with the boys, but let her know, you know, this is what I'm going to do, honey. You know, if it's all right. You know, there's a way to do things because you're not in this by yourself. We're one, we're two, but we're now one. So one just don't make this no one decision. We come together as one. And so he said, husband, love your wife as Jesus, as wives, just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her that he might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of word by, with the washing, excuse me, with the washing of water by the word. You know, we have to be careful how we talk to one another as husband and wives. You know, we can't talk to one another like we're some dog or a cat, but you got to be careful how you grace her, how you love her, how you hold her, you know. I can say I always go back to my biological father. He was such a humble and loving man, and he knew just what to say to my mom. You know, he knew what would pick up the others, and he knew what would just make her smile. And he was just a loving man, and I thank God for him because he was a great example. He was a great example in the house. As, you know, according to the family, you know, I was raised up with, it's 10 siblings, it's a lot of us. And they didn't have a lot, but I can't think of a day that I was without food, without clothes, without shelter. We always had that. That was to my knowledge, because he was such a great provider for the family. Dad went out and worked, and mom took that money, and she took care of the household. She didn't go out party. She didn't go out drinking. She didn't do nothing. She made sure that the house was in order. And when he came home, there was dinner at the table. All of us was in line. Everybody was all right. Amen. And so God is looking for order in the house. There's got to be order in the family. It's all in the family. God deals with the husband. God deals with the wife. God don't leave nobody out. And I'm going to tell you, we're going to go to the children now. We're going to go to Ephesians. We're going to stay in Ephesians. Ephesians 6 chapter. God don't leave nobody out. We're all in the family. Ephesians 6 and 1 says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may, verse 3, that it, and you on the earth. Children, our children are dying out today. I get so tired of looking at the news. I'm almost ready to not look at the news, but I have to, because we got to be aware of our surroundings. But when you cut on the TV, you see children are losing their lives because these children in our school system, they don't fear the teacher, they don't fear the parent, they don't even fear the police. Why? Because they're so disobedient. God has given us a word to teach our children. Don't provoke them, but to train them. See, they haven't been trained because the parents are not teaching them. And so when they get out and they call, and the enemy is exactly what they're doing. But God said, children, if you obey your parents, I'll give you long life. And that's with promise. I ain't going to take it back. I'm not going to take it back. This is a promise. Like they say, pinky swear. God said, I am a God that keeps a promise. If you obey your parents, I will give you long life, and that it may be well with you, and you may live long on the earth. I looked up the word honor. Honor the father. It says respect, esteem, a privilege, regard with great respect, feel an obligation, an agreement to observe, to keep, obey, heed, follow, and carry out. That's what we to do as children. I can take it spiritual. I'm talking about a natural truth, but spiritually, we as believers, we have to obey God. Because why? He's the Alpha, he's the Omega. He can take us out anytime. But if you obey God, God said, I'll give you a long life. He said, I'll preserve your soul. Even forevermore, I'll preserve you. I'll keep you. But if you just honor me, you can honor your parents, and I'll give you a long life. He said, high respect. It was a privilege growing up in my home as a child. It was a privilege because I had great parents. Now, I'm not saying that because they were Christian parents. Well, they were Christian parents, but they was just the modern. They was just the perfect example. Because when I growed up, I said, I want to be married. I want to have children. I want to be a keeper of my house. I want to keep my house nice and clean like my mom did. I had a sister came over, and she said, ooh, you keep your house just like your mom. I sure do. I don't want no nasty house. And guess what? God don't want our spiritual house to be nasty either. Everything has to be in order. We all have a calling on our lives, we all have a mission that we have to fulfill. Now, if she came in and saw this house all filthy and nasty, she wouldn't have said nothing. She probably would have went back out and said, oh, that house is a hot mess. And it's the same way with our spiritual life. People can see that when we're in God, they can see the elevation, but they can also see that, she needs some working on. And so we're going back to family, you know, going back to mom, you know, she was particularly observing with the girls. I have 6 sisters and 4 brothers. And she made sure that we was clean when we went out that door. She made sure of that. You didn't go out smelling. You didn't go out. You made sure your hair looked good. Because I love my hair to be done. I like my makeup, and I love all of that. Why? Because that's what she instilled in me. Don't go out there looking no any kind of way, because y'all represent us. So we as believers in Christ, we represent Christ. We can't go out looking no any kind of way. We can't go out talking no any kind of way. We represent Christ. We are a part of the body of Christ. We got to have some type of characteristic of Christ. We can't look no any kind of way. He said we are that light that sitteth on a hill that cannot be hid. Some people going to look at and say, oh, it's something about her. It's something about him. You know, and people love well-mannered children. You know, like, oh, wow, their parents did a great job with them, teaching them. And so that's what Christ wants out of us. He wants us to be well-mannered. He wants us to be well-mannered. He don't want us to act all unseemly. You know, sometimes I go in the grocery store and I hear the kids, oh, they just be cutting up in the panties. Hush, hush, hush. But that's the way you raise them. You got to. The Bible said that he that spared the rod hated his own son. You got to chastise them. Why? Because you love us. So God loves us. When we get out of line, God chastises us with the rod, with his rod. And I thank God for the word of God, amen, because he didn't leave us empty. When Jesus went by, he said, I'm going to send a comforter, and he sent a comforter. God gave us his word as a guideline to go about, to teach us how to live. Husbands, love your wives. Wives, submit to your husbands, and children, obey your parents. And I guarantee there will be order in the house. I bless God on this morning. Amen. Awesome word. I thank God for this opportunity. Amen. Because I want to have order in my house, my natural house, but most of all, this spiritual house. Because this natural house is going to dissolve. It's going back to dust from which it came. I thank God on this morning. Amen.
Amen. We thank God for you. What a word. What a word. All in the family is the topic.
Yes,
all in the family. And that's how it should be. We got to keep it all in the family. We don't always agree with, like she said, with each other. But
that's
when there's order in the house, you got to know the order. You know, we've been talking about that on Bible Story Land for years. Order. Discipline. Wives submitting to their husbands, the husbands loving their wives. When everything is flowing, oh my God, you have an outstanding household. When the father and the mother are in agreement, you know, say, how can two walk together if they don't agree? So I think God's word was valuable. And like she said, you know, I never met her father, but I know her mother. And her mother is truly a godly woman and a God-sent woman. So I thank God for Overseer Anderson, how she trained Minister Barbara Jackson, how she trained her daughters and her sons, and they all work as a family in the church. And like she said, they don't always, you know, agree, but they love one another. It's that strong bond that the father and the mother created. They trained them up in the way they should go. And, you know, their mama, she didn't spare the rod. No, she used it when necessary. You know, as children, we don't always, you know, agree. We don't always understand what our parents
Amen.
Are doing. Well, what you with me for that for? All I did was, but as children, you look in children's eyes. You don't always understand. But when you look back, you go like, God, I had a great mama. I didn't know it. I had a great dad. I didn't even know it then. I thought they were mean. That's what children think. But as you grow up, you go like, wow, your daddy on drugs? Your mama in jail? Oh, no, my household in order. So you begin to appreciate your household. When you see the household of children now, you go like, Jesus, God don't even live near them. He don't even live on the same street they live on. They done kicked him out. They just open the door and let the devil come in. They say, okay, we do drugs over here. We just do this here. The children just run wild. They, you know, whatever they want to do. If they want to take a bath, they can. If they don't, they don't have to. They don't have to clean the house. I hear grown women say, I can't get my child to make up their bed. Now, that's a crying shame. What do you mean you can't get your child? What did you do that they can't, they won't make up the, no. It's not that you can't. You didn't train them. When we train our children, get up in the morning, bend the knee with them. And don't forget, don't spare the rod. You're going to spoil them. People say, oh, they beat me. I ain't going to beat my children like that. You better. If you don't, the police going to do it. So I thank God for the word of God that Minister Barbara Jackson brought forth. Well, you know, God gave me this word about the inner circle, and that's our family, the inner circle, you know, those closest to you. And so when he gave me that topic, I'm like, okay. So I looked at, you know, I looked up all the apostles' names, Peter, Andrew, James, son of Thunder, John, son of Zebedee, Philip, Thaddeus, Bartholomew, Thomas, James, Matthew, Simon, Judas, and later on Judas was replaced by, you know, Apostle Paul. Now all of them had, you know, different character. That's how it is in a family. We all have different character. We're not all the same. And so, you know, it's no use to be jealous. You say, oh yeah, she could sing. Yeah, but she could clean the house like nobody. Oh yeah, but she could balance the checkbook like nobody. Oh yeah, but my sister, you know, she could go out the yard and plant a garden. And you know, whatever it is, we all got different gifts. But when we come together as one, those gifts work. We can't work against one another. We say, who he thinks she is? That's because he's my brother. Who she thinks she is? Because she's my sister. Uh-uh. No, we got to kill that demon, that jealous demon, that demon that tried to divide sisters and brothers. You know, the apostles, they started out, you know, they were disciples. God called them. They were fishers. Fishers, they didn't fish. They fished for fish. Tax collectors. But these three were closest to Jesus. You haven't seen someone, you say, oh, mama, you like her better. You like, no. They are called to do specific things in the family. Maybe they can help the parent. You know, the parent don't even have to say, honey, come here. No. They just automatically say, oh, wait, my mama need me to help with the groceries in. Or my mama need me to, you know, to make sure that every, you know, the children are inside. Whatever it is, you know, or my mama need me to run to the store. Whatever it is, I'm the fastest runner in the, whatever it is, you all, we all have a position in our families. And the way to keep it in order is to love one another. First, like, you know, Minister Barber said, we got to love God. If we don't love God, we hopeless. We got to love God. And that's how, you know, these three, Peter, James, and John, they loved Jesus. They were the closest to him. Because, you know, he didn't have to tell them certain things. They just knew. They just knew certain things. And because, you know, they had soul qualities and they represented, you know, these qualities. And Christ, you know, told them one time, he said, come on. Well, we got to go pray. And they kept going to sleep. They were trying to stay awake. Your mama ever give you something to do, and you go like, you keep getting distracted, keep getting distracted. But while they were going to sleep, God was doing some things in them. He was preparing them for what's to come. When Jesus said, can't you pray with me 1 hour? You go in the room, you get on your knees, and before you know it, you're waking up. You go like, God, but I was trying to pray 1 hour like you instructed me. Sometimes we got to press through those sleepy times. You pick up the Bible and you say, okay, God, what you want me to read today? And you start reading, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And then you think, well, Lord, I'm going through this. You ain't delivered me from that yet. It was 25 years ago, and I'm still going through that. Don't you know God's timing is perfect? He has plans. You know, the disciples didn't understand. The other ones, they didn't understand. But, you know, Peter, James, and John, they seemed to have a revelation that some of the other ones didn't have. You know, in your family, you know, some have a revelation more than other ones. They say, oh, well, wait a minute now. Daddy out working and mama here struggling. Let me help her. The other ones, they just like play. They weren't mature enough. But you know what? In the inner circle, you know, we're ordinary people. God chose ordinary people to be his disciples, fishermen, tax collectors. They were not perfect, like we're not. Why were they chosen? We were chosen as well to be God's elect children. We're not without imperfections. We got many of them, many flaws. You know, the song says, he saw the best in me. When everybody around me saw the worst in me, God saw the best in me. I lied, I stole, I cheated, I whatever, all those things, you know, the human beings did. But he said, you know, you see a child and you go like, God, that child is up to no good all the time. They always this and that. And then all of a sudden you meet them a few years later and they're preaching the gospel. You go like, God, look at them. They were full of the devil. But, you know, God saw the best in them. We didn't. We were looking through physical eyes. So the inner circle, you know, that's the circle. That's in our family. You know, sometimes we don't see what God sees. Most times we don't see what he sees. He chose the fishermen. Now, you know, later on he made them fishermen of men. They fished for, you know, first, you know, they were fishing in the sea. But then they started fishing for men. Later on, you know, they had all kind of occupations. They experienced hardships. They went through doubt and fear. When, you know, when you know, they came to get Jesus on, and they were doing things with Jesus. They said, oh, yeah, you know, this is his hour. He's going to be crucified. Some of them ran. But Peter, James, and John, they stood right there by his side. They decided, you know, that's what they're going to do. Jesus knew them. You know, even the Last Supper, Jesus knew them. He knew their spirit. And that's how we got to be with our children. We got to know their spirit. We say, wait a minute now. This one right here, if I say go in there and make some biscuits, the biscuits not going to be hard like rocks. They know how to knead the dough. They know how to put the ingredients in there. So, you know, every child has the ingredients to bring to the family. You say, mommy, you always call him to do this here. What about me? I could do something too. We got to get rid of that spirit. It's not godly. You know, the disciples, they didn't always understand what Jesus was there for. Sometimes they doubted, you know, like doubting Thomas. They didn't always even agree with his plans. You know, the soldiers were coming for Jesus, and one up, he cut his ear off. Jesus said, no, we come to bring peace. Jesus put his ear back on. And we have family members like that. They always want a war. They always want to fight. You go like, well, God, I only said this. I didn't mean that. I don't know what you meant. They're always, you know, always contentious. Always doing contentious things. And you go like, well, Lord, we in the same family. We in the inner circle. But you know what? It's a day going to come where we all going to be in agreement. Now, the apostles, they were first disciples. They didn't become extraordinary until they received the Holy Spirit. And that's how we are. Until we receive the Holy Spirit, we're going to have all of these, you know, doubts and fears and contentions. Now, the day of Pentecost was fully come. And what happened? First, they were all in one accord. They were all in one place. You know, sometimes they call a family meeting. I ain't going. No, because if I go, they not going to listen to me. This how the meeting going to go. I know how the meeting going to go, so I got to get out of here. But you know what? They were all in one place in one accord. And then suddenly, a sound came from heaven and appeared as cloven tongues, like fire. They were filled with the Holy Spirit, and they began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. What happened next? The multitude of people came, and they were like, wow, who are these men? When people come, you know, to your family, they go like, wow, who's your mama? Who's your daddy? They see you on the street, you behaving. You know, Minister Barber talked about these things. You know how children behave. They go like, who's your mama? Who's your daddy? You're very respectful. Well, on the day of Pentecost, they were in one accord. People came and they go like, wow, they speak my language. They speak, look like every language. You know, sometimes you go someplace, you hear people cussing, and you go like, oh, you could just cover your ears. But when you hear, you know, sweet voice, They used to say, the old people used to say, you could get more with honey than you can with vinegar. So, you know, we got to ask the Holy Spirit to guide us, guide our thought life, guide our minds. And, you know, the Holy Spirit came in. But you know what? We are chosen from the foundation of the earth to carry out the Great Commission, just like the disciples. We were called to go forth into the word, spread the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. You know the fivefold ministry, the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, the teachers, for the perfecting of the saints. Yeah, the saints got to be perfected. Because, you know, the church is just it's like a hospital. Got sick people. I ain't talking about physically ill, even though some are physically ill. I'm talking about spiritually ill people. Some been in prison, some been on drugs. Some been prostitutes, some been liars, some been thieves, some been cutthroats. So, the pastor's job, the apostles, the prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers, got to help perfect the saints. That's part of the work of the ministry. We're in the inner circle. We didn't choose to be that. God chose us to be that. You go like, how'd she get such a this and that? How'd she get to do this here? Who called him to do this here? I could do it too. No. We got to get rid of that attitude. That's the attitude. We got to say, God, I'm praying for my sister. I'm praying for my brother. You call them to be great people. And I'm great too. And I admire them. I admire the gifts you put in them. I thank God for my sister. I thank God for my brother. You say, okay. So we got to be perfected. So we can edify the body of Christ. Why? Till we all come in unity of the faith. You know, we can't speak this and that one speak the other. No, we got to all speak the same thing. But we got to speak it in such a way that everybody understand it. We can't be like children. You know, one day the children is fighting and the other day they're hugging on one another. Another day they're doing, you know, all kind of mischievous things and another day they're like little angels. Another day, you know, they following their friends. They were brought up right, but they following their friends. You go like, well, honey, I remember one time I said some word. My daddy said, who told you that? I said, well, so he said, we don't say that in our house. No, this is how we speak in our house. So, but some people hear their children. Some children stole things and they brought them home. Their parents don't even say, well, I didn't buy this for you. Where'd you get it? They just let them have it out of order. We're in the inner circle. The inner circle of God, we got to watch the children. We are character builders. We're helping them, you know, their character. If you know your child steal, say, excuse me, when you come home, you better not have nothing belong to anybody. It's, well, so-and-so gave, don't even tell me nobody gave it to you. Don't even bring it here. I told you to be home at 3 o'clock. It's 5 o'clock. Come on. We going in the outhouse. You belong to me. Your backside belong. We got to do it. So when they grow up you know, train up a child the way they should go so they won't depart from it. We're in the inner circle. We chose to carry out the Great Commission of Christ. And it first starts in the home with the family. Well, it's salvation time. Anybody on here who's not saved, it's time for people to repent everywhere. Turn from our wicked ways and be saved. God is coming every day. Can't you see how people leaving this earth? People you never expected. You go like, oh, my God, I've been knowing them all my life, and they're gone. We got to be about our Father's business, just like the disciples. Anybody not saved, press 1. We got ministers on here who will go over the plan of salvation with you so you can be saved. Press 1. All right, looks like everybody on Bible Story Land is saved today. Well, you know what? We're going to pray for our family members to be saved. Because in my family, we have people that are not saved. I don't know about in your family, but I know in my family. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift up our families, particularly those family members who are not saved, who have not given their lives to you, who don't know you in the pardon of their sins, who are, and even those who are backslidden. They were saved. And now they decided to go back into the world. We know backsliding is not an option, God. And so we're asking you to call the prodigal sons and daughters in our families back to you. Let them, Lord God, call on your name like never before. Let them repent, turn from their wicked ways, and begin to follow you again. And, Lord, you know some of our sisters and brothers, they know the right way, but they are just in bondage. So, Father God, we ask you to remove the bondage from them, the chains off of their minds. We say, Satan, loose your hold off our brothers and sisters, off our family members, our uncles and our aunts and cousins, so that they can be saved, oh God. Father, you promise whatever we ask in your name, believing you would do it. So we thank you for our family members that are coming in. They're coming in. We could see them in the number. They're in the number. They're going to be saved. You promised. You promised, Lord. And they've been out there long enough. Some of them, Lord God, on crack cocaine. Some of them in the prostitute house. Some of them are in prison. Some of them have committed fornication. Some of them, Lord God, are doing all kind of evil, wicked things in a cult. But, Lord, we ask you to break that spirit off of them and allow their eyes to be open and say, oh, my God, what have I done? Let me run back to my Father, not just come back to church and business as usual, oh God, but let them establish a relationship with you like never before. So we thank you and we praise you, we honor you and we bless you, and we thank you for what you're going to do in our family members. In Jesus' name, amen. Well,
amen.
It's praying time on Bible Storyland. Anybody have a prayer request? I tell you what, we got time for a quick testimony. Anybody have a testimony they want to share? You know how God is doing great things. So anybody have a testimony? Press 1 if you haven't already.
Yes, Sister G.
Yes?
Oh, this is Sister Pat again. I have a testimony, and it's just, I'm so glad that it's Family Day, because this is a testimony pertaining to my family. And I don't know if you remember me telling you about the separation between me and my baby sister, and it had been ongoing ever since my mother, our mother passed, and I still yet I haven't seen her, but since November the 29th, 2008, I haven't seen her, but a few weeks ago, I was talking to my brother. And we were just talking, like, we're talking about the family and the drift between me and my sister. And we were all concerned about that because there are only two girls in the family. Well, to make a long story short, my brother and I talked. He gave me her phone number. And so I called her. And I want you to know we had the nicest conversation. Nobody brought up the past, and we were talking about our children. But she has one son, and, you know, we're talking about our children. We talked about what they're doing. And I was telling about my granddaughter and everything. And I just thank God because that took a lot of prayer. I have been praying for my sister for so long and praying for, because I didn't want that, you know, as being a minister of the gospel. And just like the pastor was saying about your house, oh, my God, your house being out of order. And that was out of order for me and my sister not to be speaking to one another. So I thank God that that has been reconciled. And I thank God for his, you know, his healing grace, because relationships need to be healed in families and stuff. And I thank God that he had restored that relationship with my family. And I do believe in family restoration to the utmost. And we need to be together because the word says, you know, a house divided, it can't stand. It can't stand. So I just thank God for restoring my sister and me back together.
Amen. What an awesome testimony. Siblings getting close to God again, close to each other, close to the Father. I thank God for that testimony, Sister Pat. It was awesome. All
You're
right.
Welcome.
Any more testimony? One more. Anybody woke up this morning? I'm grateful you woke me up. I'm like, thank you, Lord. Well, I have a testimony, and it sounds, you know, like very, very simple, easy. But I had to catch the bus recently, so I said, Lord, I have these letters to mail, and they don't have mailboxes on the corner like they used to. And I said, Lord, let me see a mailman, you know, to take the mail for me. And so I went to the bus stop a couple blocks away. I walked, and I was there, and one bus went the other way, and I said, oh, Lord. I didn't even think about the request that I made to the Lord no more. All of a sudden, I saw the postman coming down in the truck. I said, oh, Lord, you answered that prayer. I reached out and gave my mail, and they went on. Now, that happened once. That was maybe a month ago. And then another time, I was at another bus stop, and I had asked the same request before I left home. Lord, let a mailman pass again. You did it once. Do it again. I tell you what, that mailman came down the street again. Another one. Took the mail. I said, ooh, thank you, Jesus. You hear us. He did not limit what we could ask for. He said, whatever you ask in my name, believing, he granted. I hear some people say, oh, that's just too small to ask God. He got bigger things to do. No. He's concerned about every aspect of our lives. No matter what's going on, he's concerned about it. If you stomp your toe, he's concerned about it.
Amen.
So I think, yes, that he answers prayers, seemingly very simple prayers. He heard me now.
Well, yeah.
That was the important thing. He heard me. Thank God.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, it is praying time on Bible Storyland. It's time to pray. We got to pray like never before. So we got Minister Barbara on here this morning to help us pray. We got Sister Pat on here to help us pray. So just press 1, state your prayer request. It's time to pray. Hello?
Amen.
Okay, Go ahead. I'm just going to ask for a prayer request for people with cold, flu, and pneumonia because there seems to be a spirit going around attacking so many people. It even attacked me last month, and I know a lot of people are being afflicted with cold, flu, and pneumonia.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen. And my prayer request is to pray for unity in the house of God, and give us a spirit of forgiveness. Amen. That's my prayer request.
Amen. Anybody else? Prayer request. Yes?
Oh, I need to pray for my family. So for Miss Henry to get better, she got that flu, like the lady said.
Okay.
it's going around. I done got it and gave it to Francis. I don't want to spread it to nobody else. So please pray. I got to pray for my family.
Okay.
We'll be coming closer. Thank you.
Amen. Any more prayer requests? Press 1.
Oh, and also a prayer request for Traveling Grace for my pastors. They're out of town this weekend. So pray for Traveling Grace for them.
Okay.
I also have one more prayer request. Sister Jean, our First Lady sister is in the hospital. And also my husband's aunt and mother is also in the hospital. And we ask them for healing for their bodies on today.
Okay.
May God work a miracle.
Okay. Any more prayer requests? Press 1. I want to know that you're making one. If you don't press 1, if you haven't already. If you haven't spoken already. I see... Mrs. Smart on here this morning. Good morning to you. And I believe that's my other sister on here this morning that asked for prayer last week because she was injured. So we're thanking God for each of you being on with us this morning. Yep, that's my sister Susan Parkins. We're going to be praying for all everybody on here. If you have a special request, you can press 1. Okay, well, we're getting ready to pray. We're going to reach the throne room this morning. We need prayer like never before. You know, like Sister Barbara was saying, Minister Barbara was saying, you know, looking at the news, it's all kind of stuff going on. But, you know, I don't look at the news. I refuse to do it. I don't want it in my spirit. I don't want to know all of that stuff that's going on. But I say, Lord, whatever you want me to know. Now, every now and then, I don't have a TV that works. So every now and then the Lord will tell me, you know, I want you to look at this or look at that. So, you know, I do get some news on my phone. But I like, oh, God, that is just too gross for me. I just can't take it no more. All I hear is murder, 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 crime, crime, crime. So I'm like, Lord, my spirit is very sensitive. I just cannot listen to it. But you know, we're going to pray. And, you know, there's a lot of good news that's not being broadcast by the Channel 4, Channel 8, Channel 6, whatever channels they have, 55, all these channels. There's a lot of good news. But they refuse to broadcast. They only broadcast the bad news. They just think that, oh, it's going to keep people interested, and it does. When they get reviews, the one who get the gross news, they get high reviews. The one who's, you know, broadcasting the good things, human beings, is, you know, even during Jesus' time, it was passed by word of mouth. I was in Katrina, the hurricane. I did not watch the news. I didn't know Katrina was coming until 2 days before. Someone said, they told me Katrina was coming. I said, who is that, your relative? They said, go over to my house and watch the news. I didn't know, but don't you know God warned us about things? What you think we did before they happened? TV. People talked and communicate. You know, in your neighborhood, I know in my neighborhood, I lived off of Beaver Street, down Carey Street on Baldwin, and people passed. Girl, did you know so-and-so happened? You know, she's sick. Go over there, take care of the children. You wash the clothes. You take the kids to school. You clean the house. You cook the food. Word of mouth is still the best way to pass the news. We ain't passing nothing that's horror. We ain't passing horror. I mean, it's just so gross you can't hardly hear it. You know, when you hear about children beheading their parents and their grandparents, that is too gross, and it will continue. Whatever is broadcast will continue. If you broadcast good news, don't you know good news is going to continue? So I'm like, Lord, don't. If you want me to, I'll look at it, but I just don't want to see it no more. I bend the knee and pray. I'm trying to constantly stay in prayer, but Lord, deliver me from that news on the TV. That's good. Put good news on there. Children are making A's in school. Do they put that on there? Children are helping elderly people. Do they put that on there? Do they tell every time that Jackie helped the elderly, made sure they were bathed and clothed. Do they put the good news? No. So that's my deal. But anyway, we're getting ready to pray. I don't know how I got on all that. I'm so sorry. But anyway, we're continuing on to pray. So I'm going to pray for Pastor Donna here, Pastor Donna Hawkins and her family, her church family. And then I'm going to ask Sister Barbara if you would pray for Minister Barbara, if you would pray for Jackie Travis. She's a caretaker. Her ministry is with the elderly, caretaker of the elderly. And pray for Mother Henry and Jackie's family. I'm going to pray first. Father, in the name of Jesus, you said whatever we ask in your name, believing, you will grant it. So we believe in you, oh God, and we've seen you do signs, wonders, and miracles, and we are grateful that you, the Most High God, love us so much that you gave Jesus to die for us. And we thank you, Lord, that we are in the inner circle. We're close to you, Lord God. You said if we draw close to you, you'll draw close to us, so we're drawing close every day. We're drawing close to you, Lord God. And so we thank you, Lord God, that you know Pastor Donna Hawkins. You know her mother-in-law, oh God, Mother Hawkins. You know her ministry at the Macedonia Missionary Baptist Church. You know every member. You know Pastor Donna Hawkins' husband, Henderson Hawkins, Lord God. So, Father, we thank you for unity and love in the family. We thank you for strengthening the family, even the body of Christ, where they are in Paducah, Kentucky. Strengthen, oh God. Heal their bodies, oh God. Heal their minds, their soul diseases. Draw them all close to you, Lord God. Root the enemy out, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you for preserving them and keeping them. And we thank you, Lord God, for protection. And you know many times they travel from city to city, so protect them as they travel, oh God. We bless and honor you in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, Minister Barbara.
Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you today, God. Father God, we pray for strength, God. God, we pray for miracles. God, we pray for healing, God. God, we believe and trust in you. Father God, you say if any sick among us, let us call upon the elders of the church. And God, we call upon your name today, God. Those that are sick, those are without, God, those that are just hurting, God, those that heart are broken today, God, we ask for special healing. Why? Because you're in control, Father God. We just thank you, God. We ask that you bring our families closer together, Lord. God, you be the head of our lives, oh God. God, we thank you right now, God, for healing those wounds, God, that has been bleeding for a long time, God. Lord, you can take the band-aid off now, God, because we're healed of all those brokenness, God, all those scars, God, that has been band-aged up, oh God. Father God, we ask that you continue to give us love. God, continue to give us guidance. God, continue to give us understanding and knowledge of your word, God. God, let them know that love has a multitude of faults. And God, we thank you for your love. Place your love in our heart. God, forgive us if we sin against one another, our brother or our sister, God. We ask that you forgive us, God. God, help us to confess our faults one to another, God. If we have a fault against one another, Lord, give us the strength to go. You say go to the individual, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for your word. God, continue to place your word in our heart that we may not sin against you, oh God. And God, I pray for special healing for Sister Jackie, God. God, continue to give her patience, God.
with her patients, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Strengthen her right now. Strengthen her family, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. You know her needs. You know her desires, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. And God, I thank you, look on my first lady sister, God, work a miracle, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We trust you. We believe in you, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray today. Amen.
Amen. Sister Pat Pleasant, I'm going to ask you to pray for Karen Itell, who usually the musician on Bible Story Land. She's traveling. And we have Mrs. Smart on here. She's from Sierra Leone, Africa, and she lives in Jacksonville. So if you could pray as the Lord leads. And Sister Susan, she has some injuries. If you could pray for her healing.
Sister Susan and
Miss Smart.
Who else is that? Yeah. Smart, Miss Smart. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And Sister Karen
Itell.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Karen Itell. And they're traveling. Some
Karen
of them
is
are
traveling.
Traveling. Okay.
Karen is traveling.
Okay. Father, we just come to you now to thank you for your people today. Lord God, we lift up Sister Karen and Sister Smart and the other lady, bad about names, but anyway, we lift up, you heard the names from Sister G. Even if I didn't hear them, you heard it, Lord. And we thank you that your ears are always open to our craft. Father God, and we just thank you for this opportunity to pray. We pray for traveling grace and mercy for Sister Karen. I also lift up my pastor, Pastor Vance Wiz, and his wife Lynn, and all those that are traveling this weekend. Lord God, we pray for traveling grace and mercy. We ask that you bind up accidents and incidents and mechanical failures. Keep the people alert on the highways, Lord. We bind up drunk driving, texting and driving, anything that will cause a distraction from the road for these people. Keep them, their minds focused on what they're doing at that time, and that's driving. Father God, in the name of Jesus, so much technology going on, but God, just keep their minds off of it until they get to their destination safe and sound. In Jesus' name, we pray for the healing of the other sister. Lord God, from the top of her head to the soles of her feet, we pray for everyone on Bible Study Land. Lord God, we pray for hearts, desires, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I lift up my friend and brother, Ella Eric McBride, who has a real bad cough and cold. And I pray for all those with colds, flu, pneumonia. And one symptom of it is just coughing. So I bind up that cough, Lord God, and I send healing to your people all over the land, Lord God. And it just seems like a spirit that's going around attacking your people with these colds and flus, Lord God. And seem like the older you are, the worse it does you. So I lift up the elderly today who are experiencing upper respiratory things going on with their body. And I lift up the young and those in between. Lift up all your people today, Lord God, that you would heal, guide, and direct them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I continue to lift up my sister, Sister G, Lord God. I pray for her and her family. I thank you, Lord, for the work that she does, God, in the name of Jesus. And I ask, Lord God, that you enlarge her territory. Give her her heart's desire, Lord God. And she prayed for the mailman, Lord, and they came by. Because who wants to go catch a bus and go to the post office? So, Lord, like she said, you're concerned about every area of our lives. So continue to do great things in her life that would cause her not to be just doing things that she necessarily wouldn't have to do, Lord God. Make her life easy. Make it better, Father, in the name of you. Keep her body safe. Keep it healed, delivered. Keep the angels watching over all of us. And, Lord, we thank you for your blood covering. Oh, my God, we thank you for your blood covering that covers us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And we just give you praise, we give you honor, we give you glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. All right, thank you, Father.
Amen.
Father, we thank you for unity in the house of God. Lord,
yes.
Every church have human beings. We're composed of human beings. And, Lord, many of us, oh, God, are not delivered yet. So we're asking you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, for people, oh God, in the name of Jesus, to be delivered in the name of Jesus out of bondage. Oh God, we know that the church is like a hospital for spiritually ill people. Oh, some need a Band-Aid in their mind. Some need a Band-Aid, oh God, in their hurt area. Some need a Band-Aid in their heart area. Some need a Band-Aid on their soul. So, Father, we pray, oh God, that we would be patient, loving, and pray for those, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, who are continually being delivered in the church of God, in the house of God. Oh God, many people in the house of God come in hurting, and hurting people we know hurt other people. They don't even know what they're doing many times, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Some are so sensitive, Lord. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, some have been hurt before they came, and they bring those hurts, and when someone look at them, they get more hurt. They think they're not loved, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we're thanking you today in the name of Jesus for all that you're doing for the body of Christ, oh, God, until we all come into unity. We thank you, oh, God, for perfecting us. For the work of the ministry, because, Lord, you have much for our hands to do. We thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for the body of Christ being edified, that we would build up one another, that we would not tear down one another, that we would learn to shut up and be quiet, that we would learn to think the way you think, that we have the mind of Christ. And, Lord, we thank you for helping us to reach out to our brothers and sisters, even when they're not pleasant to us. Oh, God, help us to go and put our arms around them. And, Lord, many of us have walked into the church hurting, not telling anybody. We're hurting in so many areas. We've been offended. And you said offenses will come, but we're not to take offense. So, Father God, we let go of offense today, and we pray the spirit of unity in the body of Christ all over the world, Europe, Africa, Asia, Antarctica, Australia, North America, South America. Oh, God, the body of Christ is hurting, and there are people who are being beheaded because they say, Jesus is Lord. And so, Father, help us to bend the knee and pray for them as well, those who've been martyred, to pray for their families. They've been martyred because they dare say Jesus. And so, Father, we thank you for giving us the higher picture, the higher picture. Like when you walked the earth, sometimes the disciples didn't understand. They said, no, no, come here, take your children away. But you said, no, do not stop the children. Let them come to you. Let them come to the church. Don't let them do these different things, but let the children come that they may worship me. They are part of the kingdom too. So, Father, help us to allow the children to come. Many children want to come, but their parents say no. So let their parents, let the children come, oh, God. And so, Father, we pray for the unity in the body of Christ. And, Lord, we lift up our elect lady today as she has been, oh, God, ministering to her sister, seemingly morning, noon, and night in the hospital. And, Lord, you know they grew up together. We don't want to let go. We say, no, Lord, don't take them. Spare their lives. Give them more time. Even when they're suffering, we don't want to let go. Because, Lord, they've been with us forever and ever, all of our lives. And, Lord, you know the things that elect lady's going through. And she see her sister suffer, Lord. And so, Father, we ask you to touch her sister's body. Let her sister take up her bed and walk. But let your will be done, and let us accept your perfect will for all of our family members, oh God. And so, Father, we lift up Sister Barbara's husband's aunt. You know the situation. You know her. You know, oh God, the problems that go in our body when our knees don't work no more, when our hearts are palpitating, when our lungs don't get enough oxygen. You know everything. You're the great physician. You designed the body. You made it wonderful. So, Father, we thank you this morning for what you're doing in all of our families on Bible Story Land. And, Lord, even as I look on the computer, and I see Kimberla's number. Oh, God, I thank you for Kimberla, your daughter. I thank you for her mom who's on with us this morning, Sister Susan. I thank you for mother-daughter relationships, Lord God. I thank you for strengthening the family bonds of every one of us on Bible Story Land. Lord, let it not be business as usual in our families. Let us learn to love one another in spite of, oh God, because you are love and you promised, oh God, if we would obey you, oh God, you said obedience is better than sacrifice. So, Father, we thank you for the love of family. We thank you for Family Day, for families coming closer to one another. We thank you, Lord God, for the love that you have for fathers and mothers and sisters and brothers and aunts and uncles and cousins. Help us to love the way you love in spite of how they are. We say, yeah, you know how she is, you know how he is, but, Lord, let us erase how we knew they used to be. And let us embrace them in love. Let us even apologize if we need to. Sister, I'm sorry I hurt your feelings. Oh, I didn't even know what I was doing. Sister, did I do something to you? Brother, did I do something to you? Help me, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Help us, oh God, to come closer with you, to love you with all of our heart, soul, and strength, and to love each other like we love ourselves. In the mighty name of Jesus. Well, anybody have a quick something they want to share? Press 1 if you haven't already. If not, we're going to be closing out soon.
Amen. I just want to say I really enjoyed the program on today, all the testimonies, the words, the most of all the prayers. It was just food for my soul. And I thank you, Sister G, for giving me this opportunity. Amen. A lot of times we want to back up on our gifts, but there's no time to back up. I said it's time to go forward. And so I really, this the broadcast really blessed my soul on today.
Amen. We thank God for you. Your word blessed me. Hallelujah. Each of you
Amen.
Always bless me when you come on. I thank God for each of you. The lines are open. So, Kimberla, if you have something you want to share, it's open. Mrs. Smart.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I just wanted to.
Yes,
it's so nice
to morning?
Hear all the. I'm sorry, Miss Sister G.
Is there any snow in Chicago this morning?
No, actually, you know how the weather has been is that it's been warm one day and then cold the other. January and February, we got no snow, and we've got barely gotten any snow this month so far.
Amen.
Yeah, so I just wanted to say it's just a pleasure to be here, and I just thank God for you and your commitment to walking out the purpose he has in your life and always blessing and sharing and wanting to help others. And I think that it's just a pleasure to be here and to hear that passion and see your dedication. So thank you for you. How about that?
Amen. Thank you. Kimberla lives in Chicago, and she wrote a book or more. Can you tell us the name of your book that you wrote?
Sure. It's Get Your Money Right, which is really focused on helping people get their finances together.
Amen, amen. Get your money right. We all need that. I know I need to get my money right. Thank you so much, Kimberla. Her mother's on here, Sister Susan. Lines are open if you care to share anything. She birthed this wonderful. All right. Well, go ahead.
I don't want to talk much because of my condition and stuff, but I just appreciate you, and I send people to listen to you all the time. And I think it's great works that you do. It's just like Kimberla said, you do great works and through God, and that's what he wants all of us to do, is his great works to help others. And I think you do a wonderful, marvelous job at doing that, and that's what I appreciate within you. And you continue to do it. You press on. You don't get discouraged and give it up. And that is just so wonderful and marvelous. And I appreciate you. And you have a blessed day. and all the blessings that God can give to you. And I do the same thing with that you shared a blessing where you asked for the mailman because you had to catch the bus. I do that all the time. If I need something on the spot, I'll ask God for it, and he delivers. He always delivers. If you trust and believe in him, he will deliver regardless of where you are and what you ask. And I just appreciated all those testimonies within families and siblings. That was just wonderful. You had a beautiful program this morning, and I appreciate it. Everybody have a wonderful day.
You too. We bless you. Well, Father, touch Sister Susan's body, heal her body completely, Lord God. You're able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask, think, or imagine that you can do. And, Lord, I just thank you for the ministry of helps that you've given to her, oh God. And, Father, she needs that healing. Let her take up her bed and walk. Send the word and heal her, Lord God. Bless her bread or water. Take sickness away from the midst of her. And so we bless you. Well, it's closing time on Bible Storyland. Next week will be Joyful Praise. Please join us. We have another special guest like we did this morning. So we thank God for he's in the healing business. He wants us to be made whole. So consult the great physician to be healed. I love each of you so much, and I'm so glad that you are all in my life. Have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, and a God-filled year. And don't forget to praise the Lord daily. Don't forget to praise the Lord. He is our King. He is our Lord. Soon to come. We don't know the hour when the Son of Man coming. So be ready when he comes. Be ready when he comes, because he's coming. Don't you worry. He's always on time. Don't forget to praise the Lord, thy God, who healeth you. Yes, he does. He does great wonders every day, great wonders. He does great wonders. Don't give up. Don't give up. Our God does great wonders. Great things our Father's doing.
I said he saw the best in me. When everyone else around could only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight. All I need is one.
Hey! He saw the best in me.
When everyone else around. Doesn't matter.